Welcome to installment 214 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion we will continue our discussion of the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, of purity and impurity, with positive commandment 100, which relates to the status of a Yeldis, a woman after childbirth. As we discussed yesterday, there are many laws of Tumah and Tahara relating to ritual purity, relevant at the times of the Beit HaMikdash, of the Temple. These laws regulated when a person could partake of holy sanctified foods and when they could enter the temple grounds. There are varying severities of this impurity and upon which conditions they could be conveyed to another human being or even to objects. Four different types of impurity are categorized under Tumas Mishkavu Meshav, meaning impurity which can even be conveyed when they sit down or lie upon an object. Yesterday we discussed the law of Anida, a woman in her menstrual period. In the next days we will discuss Izav and Zava. Today's commandment relates to the impurity of a Yoldis, a woman who has given birth. Her impurity relates not only to herself, but even if she touches someone, they also have this ritual impurity. And even should she sit or lie upon an object, this object itself obtains this ritual impurity. And therefore, when someone would sit on the object later, they also would become impure. At the end of her purification period, the Yoldis would bring two sacrifices, an Eila, a burnt offering, and a Chatas, a sin offering. The Eila, burnt offering, was brought in gratitude for having come through this dangerous situation and having given birth to a child. And for this, she would bring either a lamb, or if she could not afford the lamb, a bird, either a pigeon or a turtle dove. In addition, she would bring a chatas, a sin offering, from one of these two types of birds. What sin did she do by giving birth? Our sages explain that after enduring the pain of childbirth, the woman makes a vow that never again will she go back to sexual intimacy with her husband. Afterwards, however, she forgets about the pain and comes back to him. For violation of this vow, she deserves to bring a chatas, a sin offering. These offerings, however, are counted by the Rambam as a separate mitzvah, as we discussed in a previous shiur when we were learning the laws of the sacrifices. In the beginning of Parashas Sazria, in the book of Leviticus, it is explained exactly how long the impurity lasts. And the Chumash tells us that it differs dependent on whether the child was male or female. If the child born was a male, the woman is impure after childbirth for 7 days. Should she give birth to a girl, then she remains impure for a double period, for 14 days. During this time period, she is considered identical regarding the conveyance of impurity to a menstrual woman, a woman in nida. There is, however, an additional time period which has a curious diametrically opposed aspect attached to it. After the 7 days of impurity after the birth of a boy, then there was an additional 33 days called Dam Tehar, adding up to a total of 40 days. During this 33-day period, a woman was not allowed to enter the temple grounds and not allowed to partake of any sanctified foods. This stressed her impurity. On the other hand, however, she had a tremendous purity associated with this time as well. At the times of the temple, during these 33 days, any blood that she should see would not render her Tamei Nida, would not cause her to be forbidden to her husband as a result of menstrual bleeding. Any blood would be attributed to the childbirth, and she would be considered pure to her husband. And even if she was bleeding, she would be permitted to him for 40 days, for 33 days after the original 7. In the case of a girl being born, all the periods are doubled. She is forbidden to her husband and considered in Tumas Nida for 14 days. An additional 66 days afterwards have this dual aspect. On the one hand, she is forbidden from entering the temple grounds for an additional 66 days, but on the other hand, any blood she sees, any bleeding during this 66-day period, is considered dam tayar, and she is still permitted to her husband. Today, of course, the custom is that any bleeding is attributed to menstrual bleeding. And today, there is no longer this period of dam tayar, that a woman's bleeding, nevertheless, leaves her pure tayar as it was at the time of the temple. Why is it that there are these varying time periods for the birth of a male and the birth of a female? One interesting explanation of this is according to the Kabbalistic idea that women represent din, an idea of severity or judgment. Therefore, when a female child is born, there is a double judgment. First of all, the woman herself represents judgment, and therefore there is a seven-day period. In addition, she has given birth to another girl, and there is a double severity, and therefore the impurity will last for 14 days. When a male child is born, there is only the severity of the mother herself, and the impurity lasts 7 days. But what happens after a female child is born? So there is this tremendous influx of din, of severity, and this affects a tremendous cleansing and tremendous purification. Therefore, as a result of this strict din, this strict severity, judgment, so to speak, having been imposed after a double period, a 14-day period of impurity, then it comes out that the purity afterwards is doubled. After a male child is born, this period of purity, of dam tayar, lasts only for 33 days. During these 33 days, any blood she sees is nevertheless considered to be pure. But after the 33 days, any blood seen is considered to be menstrual blood. But after a female child is born, the effect of this strict severity of this double measure of din results in a doubled and redoubled purity later on. Instead of having a 33-day period of purity, she has a 66-day period of purity. As a result of this extra measure of din and severity, for the 14 days after the birth of a girl, she ends up with a double period of purity later on, a 66-day purity. And when a boy child is born, although there is not so much severity, it's only 7 days, this lack of severity causes that not enough has been converted. The powers of din and severity have not been expended. They have not been weakened and used up, so to speak, as in the case of the birth of a girl. Therefore, since there are still powers of severity and judgment, this period of purity can only last 33 days and not for 66 days. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.